And now it's time for Becky's Classifieds on Radio 1. More ways to beat these hard times and the credit crunch. It's a bit different this week, is it?
Well, yeah, because I don't get paid until the weekend.
Yeah.
So I've got absolutely no money. So I've come up with a money-making scheme, and that is to get rewards from people who've lost stuff and want it back.
Oh, right, so you just go around looking for stuff.
So if I can find the stuff that people have lost, they'll give me a reward and I'll be rich.
You should hang around with me more.
Are you saying, are you publicly saying you've got no money till the weekend, so you'd have to buy any Valentine's stuff for your man?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Okay, first one then.
Lost shoe.
Go on.
No, I was going to say that I am going to cash that cheque you gave me for £3.47, because it's got that bad. You know, you wrote me that joke cheque?
Well, yeah.
It's coming out of your account in the next few days, I'm
okay.
afraid.
Why did you write her a cheque for £3.47?
Because I was writing a cheque in the office the other day, and everyone was like, oh, you're writing a cheque, how old school is that? So then Becky was like, oh, write me a cheque, so I wrote one for £3.47, which will be coming out of my account by the seems of it in a few working days.
Enough for a meal deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
Totally.
Anyway, sorry, back to classifieds.
Lost shoe. Reward for safe return in good condition.
Ooh, okay.
A your feet look gorgeous shoe. Left, size 7, black patent at the front, but gradually turns silver at the back. Bought from New Look ages ago, so irreplaceable.
I've never heard of those shoes before.
I think they're from New Look. But all we need to do is find the shoe, and then we can get the reward.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult.
Unfortunately, it doesn't say where they lost it.
Yeah, so we could be here a while.
Can't we just find a black shoe, paint it silver towards the end, and then just send it to him?
Oh, you're good.
Thanks very much.
You're good.
May have fallen out of a car or been picked up by mistake. If you've seen this shoe or know of its whereabouts, please get in touch, as these are my favourite shoes, and the right one is desperate to be reunited with its partner. This is not a joke. If you have my shoe, please return it in good condition, and I'll reward you.
How does your shoe fall out of a car?
That's
unless you have your feet upon the windows.
Unless your feet are in the air.
Or up through the sunroof.
Yeah. No.
How do you lose a shoe?
Well, I don't know
through the sunroof.
In a car.
But we've all been there.
People put their shoes on top of the car and then drive off, and then they fly off, don't they?
Yeah, but why would you put one shoe? Why would you put one shoe on top of the car?
I've just got one.
What?
I'm just imagining you with feet through the sunroof. Sorry.
Could you not imagine? No, thanks. It makes me feel slightly uncomfortable.
Right. Next,
black leather glove lost in H37 bus in Richmond.
Oh.
I was wondering if this was yours.
No, let's not do the glove jokes again. This is so old. This is so 3 years ago. Oh, Scott's got a single black glove in his drawers.
I was only trying to help you out.
Single black leather glove.
No.
14th of January 2009, about 3 p.m, I left a black leather glove on bus H37 in Richmond. I found that bus 15 minutes later, but the driver said that the glove was taken by a lady.
Oh, rubbish.
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, it's like one glove, isn't it? You know?
Well, it's better to ask for it back.
Sometimes one glove is all we need, like blue. That was one glove. That was a rubbish joke, wasn't it?
Lady, why did you take my left glove?
Right, so that's just one left glove, so we need to find that in Richmond.
But why did the lady take the one glove? I was intrigued by that one.
Mm. I'm over it, to be honest.
I'm still speechless at the blue joke.
Wasn't the best.
Next. Lost baby buggy. Brand new red Chico buggy.
Hey?
Okay.
What's a Chico buggy?
I don't know what a Chico buggy is, but
I don't think it's one that transports Chico.
I was thinking maybe a new range of Chico merchandise.
Was accidentally left on a pavement near a taxi rank library place.
I'm not being funny, but how would you lose a buggy? What if there was a baby in it?
I know.
And also, why are they more worried about the buggy and not worried about the baby?
It's only like Joe Wiley, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
she left
true,
her
yeah.
left her baby in Burger King that time.
Yeah.
Or my favourite from what was that TV show we used to watch? Marbella Bells. And she was always it was about these women that lived in the Costa del Sol, and she was always forgetting the baby wherever she went.
Missing.
Oh, I forgot baby.
Missing since before Christmas. Only just aware of the loss, as not had to use, as been in hospital.
What?
Very much needed. Reward, if found.
See, we can get a reward. But also, why? Oh, I can't understand how they haven't realised they haven't had the baby or the baby's buggy before Christmas. What about the presents for it?
I think they must still have their baby. I've lost a buggy before. It's quite easy to lose a buggy.
I think I've lost a baby before.
No, I've never lost the baby. I've just lost the buggy.
Next. Lost snowman.
What?
Oh, what an idiot.
Oh, this is stupid.
Our snowman has disappeared. We are very concerned, as more cold weather is forecast, and he appears to have left behind his scarf and hat.
Why did you put that one in?
Mine's gone as well, and I thought they might have disappeared together.
To be fair, that is a better joke than the blue one, though.
Yeah, to be fair, I'll give you that.
Found. A cordless mouse.
Ooh. Okay.
This is someone hoping for a reward.
In Fleet Street, on Saturday morning.
Not being funny, but who carries around a cordless mouse and then loses it? And then, if you did have a cordless mouse and then you lost it, where would you go to a website to see if someone else had found it and give them a reward? No, rubbish.
Rubbish.
Oh, now, this is a proper classified.
Oh, okay.
What, were you going to say something about Chico?
Yeah, it's a brand of buggy, apparently.
Oh.
Clown available for funerals.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Hi there. We are Ireland's premier funeral clown company. Why not book a clown for a loved one? We come fully prepared.
Premier?
Do you imagine there's a lot of...
There's more than one.
I say, do you imagine there's a lot of competition?
Oh, I like this.
Costs as follows. Extra charges outside of Dublin. Clown for the funeral home, €150. Clown for the grave, €150. Clown for the home wake, €150. If you book any single service, each additional service will cost just €50.
I think that's good, because a lot of people do, you know, when they die, they say before they die, like, you know, I want you to all have a bit of a laugh at my funeral. So I think that would cheer things right up, because they are quite depressing, aren't they?
But how sick is that? If you have two deaths in quick succession, you get the second one for a third of the price.
Buy one, get one free. Well, a third of the price.
We bring squirting flowers. We make balloon animals. We can even fall into the grave if you want us to. Let your loved one go down with a smile. Book yourself a clown for your funeral.
No. Yes.
No.
They're Ireland's premier clown funeral
service. They'll even fall into the grave.
I think this might catch on.
Definitely. Wow.
I don't want to be heading towards... If I go, can you just guarantee that you won't book a clown, please? I don't want to be heading towards a furnace with a balloon dog on top of my coffin.
I don't think they'd jump in there with you.
No, but they'll put the whatever balloon animal they've made on top of my coffin.
Someone's crying and they're like, smell my flower. The one that doesn't speak wants it, though.
Yeah? Okay, fair.
Which one do you want? Do you want all of it? What, even when the clown falls into your grave? Okay, we'll put you down for that one then.